We return to the Middle East. US President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have approved a peace plan for Gaza. And as you've heard already on the programme, the 20-point plan sets out terms for both sides to stop the fighting. Under the proposal, Israeli troops will partially withdraw. Hostages held by Hamas will be released in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. And following that, humanitarian aid will return to the enclave. Well, Mustafa Barghouti, General Secretary of the Palestinian National Initiative, is on the line now. Good morning, Mustafa.
Good morning to you.
Well, Hamas is studying this proposal now. How likely could it be that it will accept it?
Well, you see, the problem with this plan that it was negotiated between Trump and Israel, and Israel made lots of changes, and the Palestinians were totally ignored from the discussion. And when it was presented, it is presented as an ultimatum that you have to either accept it or leave it without even any possibility for any Palestinian input. That is the first problem. Second, of course, we want this war to end. We've been subjected to terrible genocidal war. People are suffering from the worst ever humanitarian crisis. So, of course, Palestinians want this war to stop. But Israel has, which has failed in actually conducting its main goal of its ethnic cleansing of people, have destroyed Gaza completely. And in my opinion, the first thing that should have been put in this agreement was that Israel should pay reparations for the destruction it has caused in Gaza. Nevertheless, the plan is, although it speaks about ending the war, it is full of mines. And the biggest one of them is that there are no guarantees that Israel will not reactivate the war after getting back their captives.
And that's a big concern for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. And more than that, there is nothing about Israeli full withdrawal from Gaza. They speak about, as Netanyahu said, slow, gradual withdrawal. That means keeping all the parameters that could lead to tension and explosion. And most importantly, the plan mentioned nothing about the core problem that led even to the 7th of October, which is the Israeli occupation of Palestinian land and the Israeli system of apartheid. Not a single word, even the last part, which says, if the Palestinian Authority does reforms, there might be, not necessarily there will be, but there might be a path. I don't know how much it will take, 10, 20, 30 years, a path to the possibility of self-determination.
Well, from that, what you're saying, there are little gains for Hamas, and the devil is in the detail. Hamas must disarm fighters offered amnesty or safe passage out of Gaza. But as you're saying, an immediate total withdrawal of Israeli troops isn't there.
Absolutely. And as I said, the issue is not just Hamas. The issue is the occupation. And imposing now foreign rule on Gaza is totally unacceptable, because that would mean separation of Gaza from the West Bank, and that would mean undermining any potential for a unified Palestinian state, which is now recognized by 159 countries.
Is the view of Hamas in Doha and the view of Hamas on the ground in Gaza, is there a mismatch now between the positions that they might have? Because obviously Hamas in Doha is looking at the proposals.
I don't think there is any mismatch. They never had a mismatch. They are one unified organization. They have their own internal mechanisms of collective leadership. And I don't think that is an issue. The main issue is that this agreement, which even if implemented, is full of mines that can explode it at any moment, especially in the light that Netanyahu is there, and Netanyahu has been the main cause of undermining any previous agreement.
In the interim, it suggests there will be a governing body, and former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair will be part of that. How is his involvement viewed in this?
This is really a scandal. The last person we need in Gaza is Mr. Blair. You know his reputation in Iraq. You know that many British people accuse him of being a war criminal. I don't want to speak about other internal issues that he has. But why do we need a person that reminds us of the British colonialism we suffered from and we struggled for against. We've been struggling for 100 years to get our independence and freedom, not to substitute Israeli occupation with another foreign occupation.
Well, we've seen peace plans and ceasefires mooted over the past 2 years. Do you think this one could get over the line?
For me, the most important thing is to stop this genocide now, to guarantee that there will be no ethnic cleansing. But that doesn't mean the end of the situation. It's just a stage, and we have to continue our struggle. Our struggle is not just about ending the war. Our struggle is about getting freedom. And that's why all the pressure that is exercised worldwide should continue, and the sanctions should continue on Israel till it accepts to end occupation and the system of apartheid against Palestinian people.
Mustafa Barghouti, General Secretary of the Palestinian National Initiative, thanks for joining us this morning.